Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Hephacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Doing good here, Brittany. And certainly, thinking of all of our friends in that southern belt and some of that, some of the weather they've been dealing with or what's going on in California. I can't speak for anybody else. I can't stand the cold, man. But I am not complaining.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is crazy what is going on. The winds out on the western side of the states, they're whipping up to 60 to 80 miles per hour, spreading those wildfires in Texas right now and Arkansas, deep south, and a winter storm warning where they're looking at a half of a foot to a foot of snow plus ice accumulations. And yeah, I'll take the cold and the mostly cloudy skies today.
I got a friend of mine in Miami who was literally asking me about scraping. And what scraping is, windshield and everything. He was all afraid of breaking it and everything.
It was just an interesting conversation. They don't know how to handle it. They just don't know. It's not something they're used to.
One of the weirdest text conversations I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, they were saying that they put out a cold weather alert for temperatures in the 40s in Florida.
That's something.
Like, I got to teach about snow tires next.
I don't even know they exist.
Snow what now?
What was it looking like here, Brittany?
High temperatures today climbing to about 18 degrees. We'll see more clouds than sunshine, but we could see some spots of it on occasion. Otherwise, tonight, falling cold again, down to the single digits. And tomorrow, partly sunny and a little bit warmer into the mid-20s. But we do have a small shot of some snow moving in tomorrow night, and that could put down a trace to about an inch or so. Nothing too crazy. But we are tracking a system for Sunday that could bring a couple of inches.
Okay. All right. That's all right.
I actually think that we could use that. It's weird to say, but we could probably. I don't know if we, but I know a lot of our outdoor enthusiasts and certainly a lot of our friends up north could use it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, one of my favorite things is to cross-country ski, and here's why. Because you can work out, you can get, you know, lose weight, do all that stuff, and you don't sweat, not once, because you're cold.
I've been looking into snowshoe walking like that. I think that'd be fun, too.
The perfect feet for it, James.
I do, absolutely. Yeah. I don't even need the snowshoes. I got clown shoes for feet, Brittany, so I don't even need the snowshoes. I mean, I'm cheating.
Oh, you're perfect. Naturally made.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a good morning.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot going to join us tomorrow morning right in this time slot.
Oh, man. I listened to a podcast yesterday from people, you know, like in St. Louis and Maryland, and they got all that snow. And they spent, this had nothing to do with weather or anything. They spent like the first 7 minutes complaining about shoveling.
Yeah. I believe it.
And I'm like, you guys, come on.
It's, there's certain things like, okay, so this is, I've got maybe 2-3 big complaints about winter. And that's it, really. Otherwise, I'm used to it. It's the Midwest. We roll with this. And I think that there's things to look forward to that outweigh the negative or anything like that.
Right.
I've talked about the slush. It's the slush that bothers me.
The slush that gets him.
It's probably number one in wet socks. Easily 1A, 1B
when
it comes to those.
Well, the slush kind of leads to the wet socks. Yeah. So I can understand the dislike of both.
But a thing that I feel like I forget about every year, and it just hits me over the head, and I'm late to get to it and everything, is the I can't just run out the door. I can't just, like, I got my keys, I got my bag, and I'm gone. No, it takes 20 minutes to prep, to just go outside for 5 minutes to get in my car, to get here 10 minutes later. I hate the I got to put my jacket on and my gloves, I need boots
gotta, you got to walk slowly to the car so you don't slip and fall, right?
All of this, like, that added time just drives me crazy. Oh. It's such a waste.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I do all that, and then I get out there, and guess what's waiting for me? A windshield full of ice. So that's another 10 minutes that it's going to be. I can't stand the wasted time.
Oh, man. You know, that's got to be one of the worst things for people, is the scraping. Because it just takes so much time. It takes so much effort. You know, and depending on how tall you are, it might be a real chore to get like the middle of the windshield or something like
that.
One
of the few advantages of being a human scarecrow and being just tall and lanky.
Yeah, right.
Is being
long
able
reach,
to
right?
My, yeah, I've always been able to do that. I'm good at doing that. However, at the same time, I'm going to have the forearms of Popeye by the end of
yes.
this.
Yes.
It's just done. We got good things to get into in just a little bit. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. It's a Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by Phil and our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Back to Wednesday. Yeah.
Back to Wednesday. Feels good to have it back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's middle of the week. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good one for you. Bush Light is letting you speed date at the Daytona 500.
Okay.
I want to hear that one out.
Okay, I'm curious.
Maybe
for you, James. Maybe something to try.
How much traffic jams cost the average commuter? The Gulf of Mexico is being renamed.
Oh, boy.
What the what? And, of course, I got a fun one for us. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. The top people that we'll lean on to keep on our New Year's resolution. But I also have, along with that, some of the weirder New Year's resolutions and stranger, different resolutions.
I like those. Those are fun.
For every common one, there's going to be some of those.
Maybe one that you might want to pick up. You never know.
Yeah. The 9 o'clock hour going to feature some entertainment news for you. We're going to be talking about Friends a little bit. The hotel from The Shining. A theater chain doing something quite interesting that I want to get into.
Okay.
And at some point, whether today or tomorrow, Seth, we got movies that turn 50.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that list.
You're doing all these things to make us feel old, man.
I know. I don't know what I'm
doing.
What are you doing? I have no idea what I'm doing. It's because I got a birthday coming up. That's what it is. I bet
you're thinking
of it. Subconsciously, I bet it's that. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, Beth is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock. And the three of us will get into a couple of topics. This year's weirdest gadgets.
Okay, that should be fun. Yeah.
Got that one.
Oh, CES is happening right now. I forgot about that. Yes.
Consumer
electronics.
On that one.
Yeah.
And this peeled bananas have been mysteriously appearing at a street corner for over a year.
I love it.
We will discuss. We've got all that coming up for you, but we kick off the 9 o'clock in Belgium. Because we are a local radio station.
So
we
talk
really
about
focus
Belgium. Yeah. Europe, you know?
We're huge in Belgium. Let's be honest, the holiday season was not sunshine and rainbows for everybody, and some are kind of happy to get through. I think almost everybody in some ways is breathing a sigh of relief of getting through the marathon of the holidays.
It's good stuff, but can be stressful, yeah.
Definitely. But no matter how crazy things might have gotten, you should try to, stress eating. That's not always a good thing,
right.
If ever a good thing, and especially when it comes to your Christmas tree, apparently. The food agency in the country of Belgium has just issued a random seasonal health warning. Don't eat your Christmas tree. The alert said Christmas trees are not destined to enter the food chain. There's no way to ensure that eating Christmas trees is safe, either for people or animals. Quote, there's no easy way to tell if Christmas trees have been treated with flame retardant and pesticides, and not knowing that could have serious, even fatal consequences.
Oh, dear.
Let's just take a second to let this breathe and remember that this happens all the time here in the States where you see a warning for something and you're like, who's foolish enough to do that? But we all know that there isn't a warning without at least 5 to 10 people.
Somebody did something.
This ain't a one-off.
No.
This wasn't just a one-time random thing. If they've gone this far with it, many people have done something along these lines. And apparently,
oh no,
enough people in Belgium are doing this to where they feel like the public health has to come out and say, hey, don't do that.
So many questions. I don't even know where to start. First of all, most of these warnings are resulted from emergency room visits. I'm convinced.
Yes.
Something, that happens and they're like, why? Two happen at once, and they're like, "What is this? This rash of people eating their Christmas trees? What is this? What's going on?
What do you prepare with this?"
It's a great question.
Now, is a Christmas tree? Is that lunch? Is it dinner? Is it a side?
All day? Is it braising? I don't know.
Is it like parsley that you have with your steak?
Just put it on top.
What condiments do you use with something like this? I don't think any of us, any of these things should be answered, mind you.
No.
I just can't help asking the questions.
You know, I want to know the agency in Belgium. I'm just curious and ask, have you gotten like a lot of calls on this?
And before we get too, you know, mad at or laugh at the Belgian people, yeah, or consider maybe Florida of Europe or something like that.
Oh, that might be a bit far.
It's a bit far.
Poor Belgium.
This wasn't totally out of the blue. It was in response to some viral stories about how you can recycle your Christmas tree by including it in your cooking, because there is even a book called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. It's even worse than we thought. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. A few years back, there was an artisan baker and cook in the UK who wrote a book about this, and it features dozens of recipes you can make using your tree. The author says you can pretty much eat the whole thing. The trend picked up, and, you know, this isn't obviously good. Now, eco-consciousness and repurposing things, I'm all a fan of.
Yes.
To a degree.
Sure. Yeah.
There is a line in the sand. And it happens, that line in the sand is poison.
It's I'm going to destroy myself in order to recycle. Okay, first of all, no surprise, this came out of the UK. Not known for their culinary yeah, skills in the UK. Maybe he's trying to make it a little bit better. He's like, oh God, our food is so terrible here. Let's eat trees instead. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But I find it hilarious that Belgium was being very proactive. Don't eat it. Don't do it.
You talk about preparing a Christmas turkey, preparing your Christmas tree for food, like getting the tinseling off and everything. That can't be like side dish.
Family dinner is so easy now. Just grab off a hunk of the tree, you know, go grab a hunk, you know, and just sit down and start eating.
Now, we have done this where we put like candy and things on Christmas trees. We put candy canes on there, right? And everything. Mm-hmm. What about the tree actually being the candy? You know, those crystal trees, those crystal candies that they
if you want to eat your Christmas tree, make it out of sugar. Now that's better. That's a better idea, if
what
you ask me.
What could go wrong with kids in the house? What could
Well, it'll be the same amount of stickiness. Okay, it's the pine trees have lots of sap, so you know, there you go. It's either way.
I already see this coming. Seth and I quit our jobs at radio, put all of our time and money into edible Christmas trees. Are made of nothing of sugar, and they sell like hotcakes. They sell great. And then December 25th happens, and everybody, like, as we're building up to it, and kids cannot sleep. There is not a child in the country that is asleep. Nobody's asleep because everybody's pulling sugar off of the tree.
We get a cease and desist order from Santa.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing to me?
We had a good run. We're already back to our old jobs at radio.
Well, at least we didn't have to go through all of it. We just ended right back where we started.
The name of the company, though, Eat a Tree. We'll workshop that.
Blue sky that a little bit.
We'll do that during the break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue. Wish them a great day from all of us. We also encourage you to check out their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on their menu and all the things they got going on over there. They're wishing everybody a very happy Wednesday. The boys make themselves lunch. You can make a lunch meal in the kitchen. Breakfast is going to be up there, potatoes and fruit. They got pork a la Mexicana going on over there as well.
Oh, nice.
Some really good
stuff. That sounds interesting. And, of course, lots of pies.
Yes. Sure to check those out.
Pies.
I came up with something this weekend, Seth, that I think is just masterful to me, and something that I want right now, and something that would horrify you.
Possibly. Okay. Oh, okay.
I've discovered, I knew this already, but it really came home to me over the weekend. I love pie, but what I really love about pie is the crust.
Ah.
So what I want is a pie that is nothing but crust. It's just like one crust and one inside, one crust inside, one crust inside, one crust. Like it's just a pie of crust.
I am open to other kinds of forms of pie. I know. I think it's great, man.
I'm gonna work anything, on that.
You know, the conflict. It's not a war. It's a conflict with cake. Okay, yeah, you know, maybe just a disagreement. I wouldn't even call it a conflict.
Is a good word. Yeah, that's a good word.
But, you know, we got to try new things with pie. So I'm open to that. I think that's cool. Yeah,
I'm working on it. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll pitch it to El Cafe.
Let's see what happens. You never know.
Over at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards, they do really have a unique menu.
Absolutely.
I don't think people would be too surprised to see on their menu, because they got an awesome menu over there.
They do.
And they listen to their community, and they put into their community. We appreciate our friends over there. Appreciate you guys getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. Just email us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Encourage you to do that. Like the pages also.
Yes, please.
And share what we got on there. Help us really promote what we do around here. We appreciate you all helping us do that.
We do.
And, of course, call up
424-2600 or use the Civic Media app, of course. And you just punch a button or two and get right on the air. And why not?
Yeah.
Why not, everybody? Join. Come on. Join it.
Join the conversation.
Join us.
Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Ooh, 3 today.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. And we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Rick Burnett.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Rick, an old family friend. We're wishing him a good one. Enjoy your day, Rick. Rick actually at one point lived just a house, like a house away, or was kitty corner to Bobby Hall. And
really?
Yeah. And in our family, hearing those stories are just
that's
legendary.
All you needed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
That's great.
It's a good guy, too, Rick. We wish a happy birthday to Courtney Justice.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. It's a great name, by the
Courtney
way.
Courtney Justice.
Name. It's a great name. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, a great friend of not only our station and our community, but certainly the community up in Stevens Point and our friends at CWAC, Amber Fate.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Amber. Congratulations on being our qualifier.
Big fan of Amber, her choreography, her dance verse, her dancing, all of those things. We've talked about that on Director's Cut quite a bit. She's joined us a number of times. In fact, she was our first guest.
She was one of our first guests, and she does so much for the crew up there. I mean, she's one of the biggest boosters, one of the behind-the-scenes people. She does a great job.
Amber was our first scheduler.
Yeah, that's
she really was. She helped us schedule some of our first guests on the show and everything. And as a side note, during the pandemic, Amber and I got together a couple of times online, of course, to do some script readings together.
That's cool.
And I built a good friendship and a respect, and I just appreciate her so much and find her so dang talented.
She is.
Incredible. Yeah. We talk about it all the time. Her and I have to work together, and cannot wait until that happens, because whether it is her, you know, choreographing, directing me, or just working alongside her, I think you get better working with people like that.
Yes.
And we're wishing her and hers a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy it.
And you're our qualifier today.
And you're a qualifier. Even better.
About it.
Yeah.
Yes. We take a look at our celebrity list. First up, Noah Cyrus is 25. Miley's sister.
That's right.
She's got big hits, Julie, Make Me Cry, Stay Together Again. I did not know Miley Cyrus had a sister.
Let alone one that
here.
No.
I really didn't. I think that speaks to, in part, how big Miley Cyrus is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But good on her.
Very talented family. Let's put it that way.
She don't need me to listen to her. She's got a couple of hits already. Cynthia Erivo is 38 today, and I know I'm mispronouncing that. I apologize to the greatly talented Cynthia. Certainly, I think she became noteworthy to a lot of actors as Harriet Tubman in Harriet.
Oh, yes.
Very, very powerful performance. One of those movies I went into, and I'm like, wow, why didn't they make a movie about Harriet Tubman sooner?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's a great
why
story.
Wouldn't they and stuff?
Yeah.
And then I see her performance of it, and a part of me couldn't help thinking, oh, they are waiting for her.
The right person.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that's true. I don't know.
She nails it, man.
That's great.
Right now, she is all over, and she is the belle of the ball with, and that's a pun intended, with her playing Elphaba in Wicked.
Right. That's right.
It's one of the more popular movies of 2024. Yep. It still is into 2025. The streaming numbers for that right now and them releasing
it. Just released it, yeah.
The awards that she is going to get nominated for, the doors this is going to open for
her. Sky's the limit.
You are not going to stop hearing that name.
Speaking of defying gravity. Yeah.
Nicely done. And I love her as Elphaba. She's fantastic and everything. But it's really, if you're a fan of hers, watch Tubman. Watch her performance in that. That's
awesome.
I think it says something that performance, it dwarfs what she does as Elphaba. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Rachel Nichols is 45. Kieran Cameron on Continuum. She was in the Conan the Barbarian remake as well. Let's see here. Nice. Bob Eubanks is 87 today.
Wow. Didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't either.
But I'll be honest. Good on you, Bob Eubanks.
One of the more popular and better, really, talk show game show hosts.
Game show hosts, because he did the Newlywed Game. That's right. I was trying to think. I knew what it was, but he was. So he had that way about him on that show. He was like the wink, wink, nudge, nudge guy because, you know, they would get into some, you know, kind of ooh topics, you know, on the Newlywed Game. And he was very good at handling all those things. He was very good.
You had to have a certain charm. You had to have a certain timing because you had to know when, okay, I got to jump in here and cut this off before it gets too
bad. Or we get in trouble, right?
The censors. Or just the comedic timing of, oh, this is where I should jump in. So much of that.
He was good at that.
Fantastic at it. Got his start doing the POP dance party back in 1961. Never heard of that one. Never heard of that show.
Got to start somewhere, right?
Also did Payback for a while in the 90s. So, I mean, he had a handful of jobs.
He had a very good career, yeah.
That was kind of the main one that he was known for, but certainly had other work. Then we take a look at Robbie Krieger, still turning 79 today. The wonderful Doors guitarist, wrote Light My Fire. Jim Morrison gets so much credit, and certainly incredible showman, and noteworthy singer, songwriter, all that. More of a songwriter than a singer, I would say, but certainly noteworthy. I'm not taking anything away from Jim Morrison, but it is a shame on rock history that we don't remember the other members of the Doors. It was a four-for-four band.
It was.
Every member of that band was just as good as Jim Morrison, if not better. I think Ray Manzarek was the best, most talented part of that band.
Yeah, and they all wrote songs that became hits for all of them. I mean, you're so right, and he's probably the most forgotten of them because, I mean, John Densmore has written books since the Doors broke up and stuff and that sort of thing, but he was, you know, classically trained Spanish guitarist. And so talented. I mean, and listening to some of his, I mean, you're so right. The Doors were more than the sum of their parts, but they were all very vital to the success of that band, 100%.
We also want to wish Shirley Bassey a happy 88th birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
She is 88 today,
man.
Oh, man.
How cool
is that?
Love me some Shirley Bassey.
She sang the themes to three James Bond movies, Diamonds Are Forever.
That's got to be the record.
It has to be. From 71, Diamonds Are Forever. Moonraker from 1979. I forgot about Moonraker.
Yeah, that's right.
But, of course, she is known for this one right here. Those horns. Is this Quincy Jones?
No.
No, it's not. No.
I think his name is John Barry, the guy who did all that music.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. Wait until she comes in.
Come on.
Yeah, finger. Oh, the way she says finger. Oh, just finger. So good. Finger. So funky. So
what,
good.
What a voice, man. Yeah. She's power. Yeah. Powerful voice.
And she is not alone. She celebrates her birthday with some other people that are no longer with us, like David Bowie, born in this day in 1947. Named David Jones. Of course, you could understand why I didn't want to go by the name of Davy Jones.
Davy Jones, especially at that time. But more famous Davy Jones going on there.
One of the more creative, unique artists we'll ever see.
In so many different ways, and so many different. He was a visual artist. He was an actor, a mime. I mean, he did. He basically, if it was artistic, he had he could do it, and he was just. Oh my gosh, he was a really interesting person all around.
Songwriter, singer, obviously noted there. Certainly a well-celebrated actor, the man who fell to earth.
Yep.
Along with, I would recommend if you haven't seen it, The Prestige. Not only a great movie with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale, and I think a fun movie if you can get into it and everything. But David Bowie plays Nikola Tesla, and it is incredible. I got to play Tesla once, and part of my basis was Bowie's.
Wow.
Because there's That's nothing cool. to go on with Tesla.
We don't have any video footage of him or even audio, I don't think, of him. So, yeah.
That was one of the only sources I had, so I couldn't help but, you know, it's David Bowie. but also should be noteworthy, his philanthropy. and the work that he did outside of music, outside of entertainment. And David Bowie was the first person to call out MTV. And in a live interview, and them trying to promote David Bowie and him flipping it and being like, hey, where are all the black artists? Some of that stuff. David Bowie was way ahead of the game on calling out the internet, what it is and what we should be worried about. Like 5-10 years before it happened, David Bowie, in an interview, was talking about, it's one of the better interviews you'll ever see, period, where he's talking about the things that we should be concerned about, but also the things that we could look forward to, the highs and lows of this. He saw it all.
He was an early adapter. Yeah, he was an early adapter of the internet. I mean, he was, the David Bowie website was one of the first big websites out there after 1995 with the World Wide Web. So, yeah, no, he was all around just a fascinating character. If you see any interview with him, a fabulous talker.
Oh my God!
Too. Yeah. I mean, he could just, what couldn't he do?
And would talk to anybody. He was not stuck up. There was no ego in this guy. Now, certainly some confidence in him, but not an ego.
Yeah.
I loved collaborating with other artists. Loved promoting other artists, and was vulnerable enough to put himself into the acting world or into the art world or miming or any of these things. Even though he wasn't the musician, he's a genius as a musician. Maybe not in those other fields.
Yep.
But he still did them.
He still wanted to do it and find out what he could do. Right.
And Miles Davis did a lot of that.
Yes, he did.
And I always think that gets lost in the shuffle with him and everything. And Elvis Presley, born on this day in 1935, passed away in 1977.
I forgot that they had the same birthday. I totally forgot that. Oh, my gosh.
They call him the king, and I got no problem with that. He's one of the kings of music, and I say music. We on the Sunrise Show today from 7-8, you can join us on 105.5. We kicked off the show playing some requested Elvis. I played his biggest hit,
Hound Dog.
I wanted to play Hound Dog.
And play? Okay.
I did, but at the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, the live version. Okay.
The live version of it, where his first performance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and in part I played that because of that is one of the dates in music history that changed music history.
It did. Yeah. You have to include it. Yeah.
You have to. You cannot tell the story of music without Elvis.
Yep.
Whatever you think of him, on the field, off the field, any of these things, whether you're a fan or not, you know the name. Elvis Presley.
Right.
You know how important he was to music.
Yes.
Noteworthy person right there.
Yes, indeed.
Don't Be Cruel. I know there's a lot of those songs and everything. I will say that Suspicious Minds.
That's a good one. One of his later ones.
I know it's not one of his more popular ones. Mm-hmm. There's something about the way he sings that song that gets me. I don't know what it is. It's probably the only Elvis song that does, but that's the one that gets me on that.
I would recommend a documentary, and I think it's called 1956, I think. And it's just about Elvis in 1956. There's so many great video footage of him, like home movies and stuff like this, of all the TV shows he did. The year he really broke, you know, became Elvis. When he dyed his hair, Elvis was blonde.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did people know that? Yeah, you see him with blonde hair, but then they dyed it jet black for whatever reason. I'm not sure why, but anyway, it's not only a really well put together documentary, it's narrated by Levon Helm from the band, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it shows a really, this is the Elvis that we never see. We always think of the old Elvis, you know, what he became kind of thing. This is when he was young, you know, just getting started, not knowing what's going on with this fame that suddenly hits him. You know, it's a really interesting story.
I got to check that one out. I have to check that one out. Very cool. One last one I wanted to make sure to mention, one of my favorite minds of all time, Stephen Hawking, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2018. Super genius physicist. Hawking was a guest star on Star Trek and did several cameos on The Big Bang Theory. Most notably, a number of cameos on The Simpsons where he did not have to actually do his own voice, but he did.
Yeah, that's right. Or even Futurama. He was on a few of those.
Yes. There's a quote of his. There are aspects of my celebrity I don't like, but it would be hypocritical to me to complain. I can generally ignore it by going off to think in 11 dimensions.
Nice, good.
I think top five favorite biographies I've ever read are his, and The Theory of Everything is one of the, I hate the idea of a must read. I don't like saying that, but either A Brief History of Time or The Theory of Everything, I cannot recommend to you all enough to read. It's fascinating and interesting, and one of the greatest things that Stephen Hawking was a genius at is being able to explain things to where anybody could understand it.
Right.
He wanted that
There's
so much.
There's a handful of people that can do that really well. Plus, if you read those books, he brings up a lot of questions that have still not been answered and may not be answered for quite a long time. So,
and that's kind of
a true
cool.
scientist, a true scientist.
Yeah, in 2025, that we still have some mystery in life.
We have so much mystery.
That's pretty cool. That's kind of cool. And it just a fascinating read, fascinating human being. We will take a time out, check up with our news, and we'll get to some sports and our partners, and we'll come back and we'll get into speed dating at the Daytona 500.
Makes sense, right?
And our Quality Plus Printing word of the day for word of Wednesday from Phil, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. And we got to get that theme music. We got to get something lined up for this, because every Wednesday joining us on the airwaves here, our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out on A Street South. We got Phil Hartley on the phone with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we got to think of a good theme song. I know.
You think of something,
Phil, and you
let us know. We will get it in there, Phil.
We will, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get something going.
There's something there. We just haven't thought of it yet.
The three
of us will think of something, though. And I say that, and Melissa will actually think of it.
Yeah, right.
It'll probably be her.
She's very good with that, yes.
Yeah. Phil, we appreciate you joining us. How are things going over at Quality Plus Printing getting into the new year?
Yeah, doing well. Yeah, it's usually January is normally our slowest month of the year as far as sales go. I think people are coming off of Christmas and then get their feet back under them, and then we start getting orders. So. But it's starting to get ordered, so that's good news. So life is good, staying busy.
We know that the River Kings are in the really heart of their season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things going on over there, and you guys have gotten to work with them. Recently, the Rafters came out with some news, and they've got a schedule coming and plenty of things coming up with them and all that. So, no, you're going to be pretty busy here very soon.
Yeah, the local sports teams, they've been phenomenal customers for us. Not only those two, but even the high schools and some other area teams that we work with. I just lost their name. A couple different baseball teams are playing this summer.
We've got a couple of and not only that in our American Baseball League and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But we also have a lot of great nonprofits and a lot of businesses that you guys work with, and I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, we're going to work for a company that I don't think I've ever said their name on the air, but Duncan Disability.
Okay.
They're just a great local, company as far as the business and the service they provide to people that need help. It's just amazing. And they get a great facility over in Nacoosa, and Duncan Disability, a great team of lawyers that work hard for people that need some help. And they're a great customer of ours, and we're doing some work for them today. So thanks to Duncan. Pixel, a company out of Point that used to be one of our other mills from Consolidated days, right? Now it's a Stevens Point mill. We do work for them. We do a lot of work for local manufacturers that people might not know. ERCO and Nine Dragons and Domtar are some of our biggest customers. So thank you to them.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
That partnership and how a rising boat raises all boats. Yep,
right.
A rising tide raises all boats. Well, a rising boat, sort of. I mean, help me out here, Phil. What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
Well, this one's going to be right up what we're talking about right here, see? So the word of the week is erudite.
Oh, erudite.
And it's spelled E-R-U-D-I-T-E. I always had, now I get
erudite.
See, I got the computer in the background. Ready to go.
Nice, nicely done. That was awesome. That was awesome.
So you know what I got for Christmas? Three of. Word of the day calendars, because people know.
Three, wow.
I select one, that works.
That's fantastic.
That's good. Love it.
A tip of the hat to everybody that did that.
Yes,
everybody
smart.
That gave that gift, well done.
There you go. Yeah, so it means to have great knowledge or learning on something. Great knowledge. There you go.
There you go.
That is good.
There you go. On 1984 Red Sox statistics. And Scooby-Dons, probably.
Nice.
two areas of it.
We appreciate that. And speaking of Red Sox and sports, we will be bringing you a live edition of Playmakers tonight from 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason we're able to do that is our friends at Quality Post Printing.
That's right.
Sponsoring that hour. Thank you so much for that, Phil. And be sure to join us a little bit later for that, including you, Phil. You get time to call in. You feel free to.
Pleasure. That's a great, it's a great program because not only supporting you guys in local radio, but to support the local sports teams. And again, they bring a lot of business too. So, you know, that's what I look to do. If you can get back to people, you know, that are giving to you, I mean, what a blessing that is. So glad to help sponsor that show.
I've got a brand new shirt from Quality Post Printing that I cannot wait to wear. Looking forward to the next time when Phil joins us, I'll put it on then. I do want to encourage you to go there, whether it is printing or any kind of things that you have in your mind, bring them to Quality Post Printing. There is no job too big, too small, or too creative for them. They've got one of the best teams you could ask for over there.
We're proud to help. We're not afraid to do onesies or thousands, so bring it on.
There you go.
Great local team. Lucky to have Heather back there with Wham and, and creating the shirts, and she's been a blessing as an addition to the team. And yeah, we're ready to go. There's almost nothing we can't print on now.
Phil, I am, as far as I know, I'm days, if not a week, away from being a first-time papa. And you mentioned onesies. Oh, I got some ideas now. Oh, I got to get this kid to be a Simpsons fan. I got sports teams. I got a lot of ideas.
I was going to say ruin him with make him a Bear fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just ruin that kid. This kid, whoever they are.
I love the kid too much, actually. Yeah. We appreciate you, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk soon, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, James and Seth. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You too. We encourage you to buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our great friends at Quality Post Printing. Get over to A Street South for all your printing needs. 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can give them a call. 715-423-7440, 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. It's also a great way to direct message them, whether it is questions you have or ideas you have.
Exactly.
Or maybe you have a hometown hero and you want to be a part, get them on a t-shirt.
Yeah, let's do it.
You write them a couple of sentences about that individual, let them know, and they could be our hometown hero of the month with Wham Incorporated and the cool things they're doing there.
Yeah.
And be listening every Wednesday for another opportunity to hear a wicked awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends over at Quality Post Printing. Excuse me for a second, everybody. This is what I went ahead. I got the corner of the eye on that one. Welcome back to the show, everybody. No one can blame you for walking away. Too much rejection, my love. No less rejection. Such a unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I'm talking about here. I only know what I like. I think one of the more unique voices and an incredible singer.
Like,
as far as I could tell, incredible singer with pronunciation, with the versatility of his voice, could do soul, could do rock.
One of the most versatile voices you'd ever come across. Early in his career, he sang in a much higher register. So if you listen to Ziggy Stardust and stuff like that.
Huh.
But like as he went in the 80s, he lowered his normal speaking voice was more of a baritone, which was what he was singing there. But you're so right. He could go up, he could go down. His voice, and it's not because he didn't even talk about it that much, but that's something that's not talked about, all the stuff he could do with it, which is really remarkable.
He was an actor with his voice as well, singing and acting.
That one was from, of course, one of his, I don't know, it's one of his more interesting performances from Labyrinth, where he plays the Goblin King, which is, man. He had picked such interesting roles.
Oh,
he didn't do a lot of acting, but when he picked roles, he did some really interesting stuff.
When he passed away, Jennifer Connelly came out and talked about how much she helped him at a young age and how integral she was to his life and her creative life and how she may have not even acted afterwards if it wasn't for him and his friendship.
Wow.
And how they remained friends for all those
years
and everything.
Yeah.
And he, I think he could have, there were points where that wasn't a cult classic. It wasn't the it wasn't kind of romanticized as it is now, which I have no problem with or anything. But it was a it wasn't received very well.
No, no, it was considered a flop when it came out.
He never talked ill of it or anything that he did. If it didn't work, it didn't work. But he never it just kept moving. It's an incredible artist and an incredible start to the new year. And a lot of people out there are, of course, starting with resolutions. Some have already broken theirs, which is fine.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't mean you have to stop altogether. Just means you need a reset, maybe.
Yeah.
And it maybe means that you need to lean on certain people. This is probably the most consistent thing. We do this every year, and I've been doing this for 7 years now, at least. And the most consistent thing I see and that we hear from people is, whether it's just everyday people or surveys, is support. What is your support system and how important that is? And we got an interesting one here. A poll found 45% of us tell at least one person, so there's someone to hold us accountable. I keep looking at this as a spotter. That's the way I think of it.
Right.
Because I come from a, you know,
from an athletic family,
But the people who did the poll used the term resolution buddy.
Okay, that works.
That's not bad. The most common person we tell is our partner or spouse, followed by our kids, our parents parents.
Okay.
Siblings are and best friends tied for fourth.
Okay.
That's interesting to me.
Your friends are going to be too generous, maybe. That's
maybe
why.
That's
they're
it.
Not going to hold you as accountable as your loved ones, right?
Just under half of people who made a resolution said that they picked something realistic, and 29% said something enjoyable.
Okay.
I'm going to eat more pie this year. I like that.
That's
actually
a resolution I can get behind,
This is something I talk about a lot in everyday life. You know, lean into the little wins in life. Hey, you got all green lights to work, or something like that. I think we need to make more of those. I'm not saying you need to get a trophy for it, but or give a speech, but in your own head, in your own day, take that as a win, feel good from it and everything. I think this is a little similar with the New Year's resolutions. For every person that wants to lose 10 pounds, add on there, you know, now I also, I want to make sure I binge my favorite TV show.
Yeah, right.
Now, have some little fun wins in there. This is Christmas to me and Hanukkah. You get the kid the socks and the fun gift.
Yeah, right. You can do both,
You can do both.
You can do both.
It's your life.
Yeah.
If you could, you know, find ways to swing it, make it happen. A big factor is how hard your resolution is. According to the poll, here are the three easiest resolutions to stick to.
Okay.
So you can add these with maybe some of your other ones.
All right.
Self-care. Things like spending more time on yourself or to by yourself or paying attention to your work-life balance. I think we're all trying to do that.
I think that's really important. And, you know, I know that this is something that it's easier for some people to do than others. When you're trying to, when you're working two jobs and you're trying to make a, you know, just survive, then you're not going to have as much time to do these kinds of things, but you're probably the people who need it the most. Yeah. That's the thing. Can we find, is there ways that we can find, you know, that you can do that? However it is, you know, however you want to do it, like you said, you know, watch TV or just, you know, sit and meditate or take a 10-minute nap, whatever it is, right?
I know I wish I had more time for reading, and that's something I'm trying to do in 2025. I'm trying to find that work-life balance more. I actually, you know, between you and I, and I'll tell Melissa this, but just between the three of us, I have it in my head, a goal this year of having you guys host at least a couple shows.
Good.
Which means I'm on vacation.
That's what that means.
You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, certain things like that, I think that they may not seem gigantic to some, but they might be to you. And that's what matters.
Yep.
And again, self-care and the balance of work-life,
always
I think,
important.
Is a lot of people.
It
so
is.
You can tack that on to other things, and you can take easy wins from that. Hey, today I did the good job.
Yep.
Maybe you don't every day, but you pile those
when
up.
When you and get a chance,
Organizing, organizational stuff.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Things like reducing clutter or keeping things clean, getting rid of some of the stuff that maybe you don't need anymore.
That's top on my list. I'll tell you that right now. Clutter, clutter, clutter. Ugh.
Be listening for that on Over the Back Fence. It's a great
Some reason I've got 10 items here. I don't know where. I have no idea where they came from.
Where did they come from?
I don't know.
They're all from the same number. Fitness goals is the third and one of the other successful ones for people. A third of people think getting in better shape is one of the most achievable resolutions you can make.
Well, and it's boy, and can we say this even more? It's one of those things where don't make the goals insane. You know, make small goals. Just, I mean, we hear it a lot, you know, just 20 minutes a day. Just take a walk.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. I think those are chunks that you can do. Those are more doable things.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Doing good,
all right.
How are you doing?
I just got a question. Are you going to have a Playmakers tonight?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
It's our only one of the week, but we will be here live and direct.
So, do you want me to share the stat?
I save it for later if you can, man. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, because we're a little up against the break here.
Excellent.
I can't wait.
Baseball-related, too. So
perfect.
Very nice.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I can't wait to talk to you a little bit later today between 5 and 6 for Playmakers. Join us live and direct for that. Everybody want your sports takes and feelings. Furthering your education was voted as one of the hardest resolutions to see through. Improving your love life and furthering your career also ranked low.
Okay. Really? Love life was low on the list. Okay.
Yeah. And
interesting.
Well, I could see, you know, maybe putting yourself out there and some of those things more. I think that that's one of I don't want to say worst resolutions you can make, but I do think
hardest. That's got to be hard.
There's pressure, and then there's different types of the pressure you put on yourself to lose weight. That's tough. And I don't want anybody to do too much of that. We've already talked about that.
Yep.
But that is a personal journey. The love life thing, you're kind of bringing somebody else into that.
Exactly.
And that's an outside factor.
How can you, you don't know. I mean, you can't know if, you know, that person that, you know, you really click with is, you know, just around the corner or is like 2 years away. It's like, you just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So that one, I don't know about putting that kind of thing.
No, now, don't do that.
I think the idea of, hey, I want to get out there more. Hey, I want to do more. Like, that's different. And just putting yourself in positions to find somebody or run into somebody.
See,
I think
that's
different.
It. That's exactly right. If you're not only, I mean, especially if you're dealing with like loneliness or something like that, and you want more friends, do that first. And you never know what's going to happen, man. You never know.
60% of resolutions fall into either the health, exercise, and fitness categories.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It really does. People do want to be healthier. It's true.
Encourage you to get us those resolutions, everybody. Share them with us. Because if not today, at some point this week, we are going to get into some of the weirder, more unique resolutions that there are out there. And there's a couple of them.
I want to eat more shark.
I like that. I want to eat more weird foods.
Weird foods, right? Yeah.
Actually, that doesn't sound like a horrible one, actually. I kind of like that.
Hey, you never know.
Want to remind everybody to sign up for our newsletter. Be sure to go to WFHR.com. Not only is that a place you can stream us from if you can't get us in on your radio dial, like the Civic Media app as well. You can download that.
Yep.
And either way, you can sign up for the newsletter. It takes a second, and it is your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news.
Yes.
We got the best and brightest of our team of Civic Media working on this. Mm-hmm. A big shout-out to everybody that works so hard on this every week. Mm-hmm. We'll have a new edition for you this week. It's coming up.
On Thursday.
Be sure to go there, sign up, and check out some of the great things that we have in store for you. And let us know. Give us feedback on the newsletter.
Yeah, what do you want to hear about? We want to take this to our listeners and readers.
I would say especially whether it's ideas or story ideas you have.
Yes.
And like, hey, you should talk to this person.
Or,
exactly.
Hey,
we've got a great team, but a small team, and we, you know, don't always catch everything. We count on our cub reporters out there to kind of help us out a little bit. And you can do that through the newsletter. Thank you so much to everybody who's already signed up. Seth and I and Beth will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on this.